But here comes J.J. Watt on offense, and Vince Wilfork is coming on the field to play offense for the Texans.
This was not the first time J.J. Watt had been placed on offense during a goal line situation. During the 2014 season, Watt hauled in three receiving touchdowns, all from within the five-yard line. And while he had yet to reach the end zone on offense in 2015, that would not stop O'Brien from attempting to get his greatest defensive weapon into the end zone.
Watt was a high school quarterback until his junior year. He takes it, runs behind Wilfork, and gets stopped. Second effort, he's going to lose 2 yards.
Get that out of here, boy! What do you think it is?
And credit Kansas City. They knew exactly where that ball was going.
On the first and goal inside the two, whose decision was it?
Mine. Next question.
On first and goal, the Texans came out in the Wildcat formation. Two tight ends, six offensive linemen, a fullback, and two defensive linemen, with Watt in the shotgun. The plan was to get the Defensive Player of the Year into the end zone with help from his fellow defensive lineman, the 325-pound Vince Wilfork. But the Chiefs' defense had other plans. Alan Bailey and Frank Zombo neutralized their blockers at the point of attack, closing off the right side of the line and leaving Watt with just one hole to attack, which Derek Johnson filled in typical fashion, bolting into the Texans' backfield and submarining the makeshift ball carrier for a loss. The Chiefs had now denied Watt on both sides of the ball. But on second and goal, the Texans still had just 3 yards to go. Despite dominating Houston for much of the game, Kansas City's 13-point lead was looking more vulnerable by the second.
Second and goal to go, Houston at the Kansas City 3. Snap, looking right. Now he fires to the end zone. It's picked off. It's picked off by Morga, trying to get free. And he's trying to get away from Texans. He's got to the 23-yard line. The Houston Texans throw a pick at the goal line.
Don Terry Poe broke through there, put the pressure on Hoyer, and he made a terrible decision under duress.
It's just a bad decision. I think, for me, I got to be smarter about that play. And I saw blue flash and definitely took points off the board. And, that's on me.